And yeah, Iman came to me with the worst logic that
You
I've
know
ever
what?
heard. He came to me saying that he's got a problem with like dryness in his mouth and wanted salted peanuts. That seems
Like cures like. That's
antithetical.
the doctrine of signatures. All right.
I don't know what
I'm
that
left
means.
with no other choices.
Negative times a negative.
Is a positive.
Okay. All right. Fine.
Yeah.
Got it.
I'm gonna
Trust
regret
Jojo.
it.
He's a doctor
Yeah.
of words.
And homeopathic medicine.
Sure.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists
All the fans.
Commissioned three specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they
it.
Will now perform
I
for the
like
first
it.
and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab.
In this lip-loosening episode of The Stab Show, the chafe and warm takes is Emma Haney has to outsmart an evil supercomputer posting deepfake celebrity nudes to Facebook Marketplace before TOS violations cripple the internet's seventh largest online store. Comedian Iman J. Love has less than 60 minutes to trap an illegal arms dealer in a game of cat and mouse and hamster and skink that just might work. And Mom Hat Studios' JoJo Lewis is going rogue in an attempt to finally bring to justice all those who wronged him in junior high. And
you look like
he's starting with the lunch lady. All of this while me, your host, Jesse Jones, engages in a hilarious misunderstanding with the local Girl Scouts about just how many boxes of cookies I can eat versus how many boxes of cookies they can get me. All of this and so much more tonight on The Stab Show. Now let's get right into the program with segment one, it's reorganization.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
We go right into this thing.
Trucking.
We go right into this thing nowadays.
Oh.
You might get an intro after segment two.
Wow. No. You just start with AO3 and now we do jokes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Straight into
Jesus.
It.
Jesus.
Segment one, it's reorganization. In the quick 5 seconds that I looked for what the CCDD, or Construction and Community Development Department, does, it seemed like it was pretty important. It either is, was, or started the Chamber of Commerce of the United States. I don't know. I was tired when I put this together and not interested in research. What I saw was CCDD, and I thought that was a nice combination of letters. Full stop. So let's absolutely immediately forget what I just kind of sort of told you that CCDD, the Construction and Community Development Department, might already mean, and instead give me who or what else CCDD might stand for or represent to you, Emma Haney. CCDD.
That's so fast. You're going so fast.
That was much slower. I
really?
Slowed that down.
Okay, so CCDD for me stands for Crazy Cats Dancing Disco.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I was waiting for
the internet just had a bone.
I'm just kind of like, let them cook.
Let them cook. Let her cook. Imagine a group of cats dressed in funky disco outfits, grooving to the beat and showing off their dance moves on a glittering dance floor. These cool cats sure know how to boogie and make everyone laugh with their hilarious dance routines. Mm. That's it.
Oh, there it is.
Wow.
What more do you need?
You gave these to us the other day, but I literally waited until like 3 to write them.
That's
As
how
you
Stab
do.
Work.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Literally, I would never start until noon the day of. So
but
that's
crazy
about right.
Cat Dancing Disco, that's pretty good.
You don't need
like
more.
That.
Stop digging.
It sounds almost like a song I would hear at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's but inside the bit.
That was when they transitioned to monitors. And they just played the. Oh, did nobody go to Chuck E. Cheese when they phased out most of the animatronics?
I stopped. Right, I haven't been to Chuck E. Cheese since like 1993.
Oh, Chuck E. Cheese.
Well. I know they released a lot of albums on Spotify, and they fucking hit.
Now that's what I call cheese, volume 27.
Well, thank you, Emma.
Thank you so much, Jesse.
Thank you for getting us off to that
thank
strong
you for having me.
Internet beloved.
I told
cat
you don't
centric.
Put me in position one.
No, I'm not complaining at all. Internet loves dancing cats. What the fuck more could I ask?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Emma. Iman.
Yeah.
Hi there.
What's going on, man?
Oh, you know, we're just sweating.
Shitting on Mobile, Alabama.
Well, I mean.
I don't know why. There's so many targets.
Mobile is a bitch. The whole
I mean,
city.
You got something good to say about Mobile, Alabama? I don't think something good has been said about Mobile, Alabama in the last, I don't know, 80 plus years or so. Iman, let's hear your CCDD.
Okay, and now this is important stuff here. Okay, so to me, the CCD is Christians that can't do the Dougie. okay? Because I don't like, you know, there's a lot of people that say they love the Lord and they don't dance good. And I'm just, I'm personally, I'm just, I'm tired of it. Damn it. All right. So, it's case in point right here. Jared from Subway, I never seen him do the Dougie on camera. So, who else? Paul Rudd trying to sell us sandwiches, you know? Paul Rudd don't even got shoulders. So
watch what you say about can Paul he, Rudd.
But where is his shoulders at?
I don't know.
So watch there. That's my...
Didn't think about it. But yeah.
And I'm against it. I'm coming out against those Christians. Better be able to dance a little bit. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Can you show us the Dougie?
Well, my back. See? And but I love the Lord, though. All I'm right. going to get it right.
Well, then... Then we're fine.
It's kind of like that movie where all the words are on the tree. Like, Iman's only got a few Dougies left.
Yeah. Couple more
Dougies. He can't do them anymore.
Trucker head. Jesus is going to get your ass. You dead.
What Thank are you, doing? You. Thank you, Iman. Thank I'm going to do my level best to actually drive this goddamn show. Thank you. JoJo.
Uh-huh.
You, one would assume, have some form of CCDD.
Uh-huh.
So
it's ADHD. Thank
oh,
you.
Okay. Sure. You take something for that?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good for you. and in proper ADHD fashion, we've gotten off track. JoJo. Uh-huh. Let's hear your CCDD, please.
It's a song.
Oh.
But y'all should know it. It's not too hard. I didn't actually think through about doing this bit until now that I would have to do it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Your love's stale and boring now here in Cuckburg. Your wife needs new dudes to plow in this cuck world. Mm-hmm. Jacking in the same room, or better yet, on Zoom. Cucktails, woo! Every day you're second best in cocktails, woo! Dudes that make you and your wife go sucktails, woo! Buzzfeed says it's fine to get a stranger to remind you if you're a beta, you should be on cocktails, woo! Your wife keeps mentioning all these cocktails, woo! Dudes that make you and your wife suck, not ponytails or cottontails, no cocktails. Woo!
Ooh.
Cocktails can what ducktails don't.
Wow.
Huh?
That was so good.
That was so much comedy all at once.
That was
now I see why you're in third position.
I'm gassed, y'all. Yeah. I'm tired.
I quit. Man. That's it.
Well,
I'm done.
You just single-handedly revived the companion podcast, Stab Cuts. I'm obviously going to have to.
I think that falls into fair use.
Yeah.
Of a copyright.
I have no idea what the original was. That could have been an original tune, as far as I'm concerned. Wink.
You have to hang a lantern on it.
All right, now we do the intros. I changed the format slightly.
Okay.
Emma.
Yeah.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm trying to. These knuckleheads, yeah, you know what I mean?
It's a lot. Emma, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Just hot.
It is.
Peanuts.
It's been covered. Oh, shit.
See what I mean? Pull the mics away, right? Yeah.
What have you been up to, creative-wise?
Creative-wise, just doing shows.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like a brand new show, for example?
I don't know.
Well.
Yeah, the new show, so I've been writing a lot more, which is fun and much needed.
Yeah.
I got a good one coming on July 20th.
Sure. So for those unfamiliar,
yeah,
The Chafe is... Oh, I can explain?
Yeah.
I can explain your show?
Yeah.
Thanks. Emma gets three comedy friends to come on and do 5 brand new minutes. And then
we talk about it. Yeah. We workshop it,
critique
it's good. That's fun.
It is.
JoJo just did it.
It did.
Yeah,
it's fun.
It's a good time.
Well, happy to have you.
Thank you.
I'm going to cruise through these intros because this is unwieldy as it is. So we're just going to do what we can. Iman, hi there.
Hey, man.
How are you?
I'm well.
Yeah?
I'm well. Just drop my nuts, man.
Damn it. This is all chaos now.
I mean, now,
Don't be puerile. He had peanuts, and they were good, and he dropped them.
And you know what I want to say? Because it really did happen. Stepped on one of them.
Fuck.
Busted a nut. And I'm really sorry that
you're
I had
better
to go
than
there.
That. I'm in. No, you're better
not.
Than that.
Yeah, I don't know.
One day I'll laugh at that again.
Busting a nut?
Yeah. Right now it's too soon.
I'm going to try it later. Try it again.
What have you been up to, Iman?
Man.
Aside from mourning your nuts.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. bad acting gigs. They're all bad.
Oh.
And then I might have to move.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's
by the end of the month.
To Mobile, Alabama.
Hell, yeah, yeah. Just ironically. Nah, I did get a job in Houston.
Oh,
so
shit.
So I got to leave. All yeah.
Right. Oh, well, so, I disapprove of this thoroughly.
Yeah, it's
but
pretty.
Whatever you got to do.
Yeah, it's all right. They got a lot going on there. New
sure.
punchline, improv.
That's true. Yeah.
So it's a lot of Californians, California comedians going down there. It's like,
yeah,
it's California South right now. Like, I know like six people that just moved to Texas.
I've been seeing, yeah, like more Austin, but I guess Houston.
Yeah, I'm the only, you know, but they over there.
Yeah.
Go over there sometimes.
Well,
yeah.
We'll bring everybody back together in Texas.
Ah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, good to have you. And fuck, bye.
Way to bring
Sorry.
It down.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
now
yeah,
I'm in mourning for your nuts as well.
Damn it. Taking y'all with me.
Thank you, Iman. Good to have you. Yeah. Hey, JoJo.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, I won't dig deeper. how's the mom hatting?
Mom hatting is good.
Yeah?
Mom hatting is good. We have new equipment. We haven't been recording much because we needed new equipment. And
nice.
We got all of it.
Oh.
There was a lot of it.
That's, well,
we started the
equipment
D&D
brag.
Podcast
we've,
again.
Yeah, we've started recording our nice. D&D podcast again, which is exciting.
It feels so good to roll those dice, you know?
Well, good. And it's Mom-Hat or Mom-Hat-Studios.
Yeah.
What's the website?
Mom-Hat or Mom-Hat Studios, I think, is the thing now.
Oh, okay.
Mom-Hat Studios on Instagram.
Good. That way you get away from the hyphen.
Yeah, I think Zuckerberg has the one that's without the hyphen.
Son of a bitch.
I know.
He would. well, yes. good to have you back in the fold, frankly. Drug you out from not doing stuff, and now we've got plenty of JoJo again, and I'm pleased as punch. So happy to have you.
Let's see you by the end.
Well, yes. That's always the challenge that I lay down. JoJo, nice to have you. Oh, yeah? We'll see. All right, let's get back to the program, shall we?
JoJo, we should switch.
Yeah.
It's segment two. It's Stabtionary.
The lights are on.
thought you were done making sense out of nonsense letters? You'd be thinking wrong, bucko. No, it's Stabtionary time. More random letters. More you making them make sense. That's what's happening. This is my will. Anyway, in Stabtionary, each of you have been given seven letters, including at least two vowels, with each string randomly generated by the random letter generator at randomwordgenerator.com. And you've been asked to rearrange them into brand new words and give us your definition for these new Stabtionary words. Now, bend these language squiggles to your will and make new mouth sounds. Emma Haney.
So weird.
Do I overwrite the intros? Yes.
I like it, though. It makes up for my lack of gumption.
You guys got some Stabtionary because you had done most of the other segment twos? So
you
I got to throw a
I would have done a poem.
Well, those are generally segment four. Follow the show,
oh,
Emma.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry.
This ramp so you're sorry. Building is incredible for this joke.
I like Disco Cats. So what are we doing?
Let's go back to that.
I support
Well, that's what I switched my letters around to is Disco
yes.
Cats.
All right.
Shit.
Emma.
Yeah.
You were given A-O-W-Y-A, another Y, and an L.
Oh,
what's
shit.
Your word?
Oh, I left a Y out.
It's silent.
It's
silent.
A sometimes Y.
Sure.
There we go.
Sometimes included in your response. Yes.
Okay.
I'm looking at them right there.
That's all right.
That's all right.
I'm really good at thinking on the fly.
You don't have to add a Y, but
I'm about
free.
To. So the word I came up with was Wayola. So what I came up with it is
I'm embarrassed.
That was so good, huh? You guys are so amazed.
Seamless.
I said that it's the language of dream, like the how you communicate in dreams with people.
Ooh, that's good. That's good.
Is it
that's
a real
great.
Thing, JoJo?
No, I just like that you said it's the language of dreams.
Yeah.
Whatever. So instead of using words, dreamers communicate through a series of hilarious emojis.
Oh.
Through a series and exaggerated facial expressions. Picture dreamers trying to express their excitement with a never-ending sequence of grinning face emojis and eggplants followed by a parade of dancing bananas.
Sure.
Love the sassy Merriam-Webster. Ooh.
Yeah.
Thank you. Damn.
Well,
see what I mean?
Yeah. It's in there.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Well.
That's pretty good.
Hey, you can't do that with Stan. You just tell a joke. Like, that's a good one.
Well,
I've been doing it lately.
Thank you, Emma. Thank you for reinventing Simlish, apparently.
What?
Nothing.
Nerd. I don't like that, Jesse. And I'm going to take it as an insult.
She don't like them digs you be getting at her.
I just try and sneak some in every once in a while.
Well, I'm going to go back to never doing this show again now.
No! I'm already losing Iman.
Too late. Well, now you lost two.
All right, well.
Go to Mobile.
Sad Your face turn. Emoji.
Good luck.
All right, Iman.
Okay.
Let's see what you've done with your letters. You've got I... Or let's go in the actual order,
okay?
Just in case it's confusing. I don't know why. Nobody can see this. You've got E, I, Y, D, C, H, and another H. What's your stationary word?
I got two. So this one was tough. I had to pray on this one. You know what I mean? I had to go to Truck Ahead Jesus. So so this is the word I came up with is chitty. C-H... I-H-D-E-I-Y. And there's a definition. Okay, a person who lacks restraint and self-awareness. So if someone's over there screwing off, like, look at this chitty-ass dude over there being a... Bro, these chitty... Chitting it up. Chitty,
it
chitty,
sounds
bang,
real.
Bang. It sounds like a slur.
Yeah, kinda. I was going to say, I can't say chitty.
We don't serve no chitties.
Sorry.
See, now Mobile really, they like it now. Mobile yes. likes it.
All of a sudden, yeah. Mobile has embraced
that. Yeah, yeah. The H is silent. Chitty sounds racist, but it's not. It's an insult.
Sounds shitty.
That's how every word starts.
Like a chump that shitty.
There you go.
Get your...
That shitty chump. Good.
Chitty ass.
Chitty.
Dude.
Get your chitty. Out of here.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
Like
well
it.
Done.
You like it? All right,
yeah,
cool.
It's fun when they
They work.
Yeah, like when you're halfway through it and you feel like, oh, wait, is this actually real?
Like I just did.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I like that.
Well, thank you, Iman. JoJo.
Here we go.
Let's wrap up some stabshnerrying with your word. You got U G L E R F C.
That's crazy.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Come on, let's see what the professor's got.
The word I have is grufical.
Okay.
Grufecl. It's an adjective. Mm-hmm. Describes when a prompt-based improv comedy show has reached what can only be described as the bottom of the barrel in terms of intellectual or creative structure.
Sure.
And would be best if shuffled off to the dustbin of history.
Mm-hmm.
In a sentence, hey, Emma, Iman, today's stab is grufical.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
I don't understand what you said. I'm not going to respond to it.
I use big words because I'm a doctor.
Yeah. For some reason, JoJo has a problem with us basically co-opting Boggle and making it a segment. Thanks, JoJo.
I don't know that that's JoJo. How Boggle works.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Stop throwing your PhD around.
I assume it. Yeah, we bastardized
it. This is my game hat.
We didn't necessarily co-opt. We bastardized. How about that? Is that more
now
accurate?
We're talking.
Yeah,
all right.
That's good.
Or Scrabble.
Oh, I think it's more Boggle than Scrabble, isn't it? All right. This show is much more arguing than the actual content of this episode.
But isn't that what makes it fun?
It is, in this case. It's segment three. It's Campaign Trail. It seems lately like we're just not going to stop hearing terrible political news. I guess that's what happens when a certain quadrennial November is on the horizon. So, there's simply nothing to be done about it. Except, I guess, to join the parade. And so in Campaign Trail, it's your job to give us a campaign speech for the following candidates meant to spark a base or change an undecided mind as they campaign for these varying positions, posts, or platforms. Emma Haney.
Yeah.
You are a discarded Amazon delivery box.
That's the funniest one.
I know.
Running for mayor of a messy bedroom.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen and all inhabitants of this chaotic bedroom, I stand before you today as a discarded Amazon box with a grand ambition. I'm here to announce my candidacy for the esteemed position of mayor of this messy bedroom. Yeah, you heard that right. Me, a humble box, abandoned and left to gather dust, aiming to bring order to this realm of disorder. Now, some of you, now some may question my qualifications. They may wonder, what can a cardboard box do for us? Yeah. Is this some kind of joke? Well, my dear skeptics, let me enlighten you. I have witnessed the messiness of this room firsthand, and I have seen the triumphs of clutter over cleanliness, the victory of chaos over order. And let me tell you, it's been quite the spectacle. As the mayor of this messy bedroom, I promise to bring a level of organization that this room has never seen before. I will implement a comprehensive... What are you laughing at, JoJo? You need to pull the mic away from your mouth when you laugh.
All right.
Wow. I'm just kidding. Don't.
Wow.
I like to hear it.
No,
it makes
yeah,
me feel
we need
better.
It, actually.
I will implement a comprehensive sorting system that will make... Marie Kondo proud. No longer will you have to search high and low for that missing sock or that elusive TV remote. I will create a place for everything, and everything will be in its place. Well, maybe not everything, but at least some things.
Sure.
But wait, there's more. As your mayor, I will also tackle the issue of dust bunnies head on. No longer will they roam freely under the bed, multiplying like rabbits. I will assemble a crack team of dust bunny exterminators and rid this room of their fluffy tyranny. We shall declare war on these miniature tumbleweeds and restore the peace to your sinuses. it's so hot in here. And let's not forget about the perilous minefield of Legos that plagues this room. It's time to put an end to the pain and suffering of those unsuspecting feet. I will institute mandatory Lego sweeps, ensuring that every single block is accounted for and safely stored away. With me as your mayor, you can walk around freely and fearlessly through this room without constant threat of Lego-induced injury. Sure. So, my fellow inhabitants of this messy bedroom, I ask for your support. Together, we can bring order and chaos. Order to the chaos.
Sure.
Vote for me, the discarded Amazon box, your sarcastic and deadpan marrying and waiting. Because if a box can dream of tidiness, then anything is possible in this world. Thank you, and let the sorting begin.
That was beautiful.
Oh, that powerful. Was powerful.
Thank
powerful.
You, guys. Woo.
My mom I mean, is the best bunny, so I can't
there's
vote.
There's a lot of... I was going to say... I mean, what? It sounds good for some.
I had,
unless you're a
I
Lego
had an
or a
inspiration.
Dust
I had an inspiration just, you know. For that segment.
God damn it.
Thank you, Emma. So good. Ayman, when you were meant to be here last, this just so happened to be a segment on that show, too. So,
okay.
So I got to use this one rather than let it just go unused.
Okay.
It's a little similar. But it's different enough.
I don't know if what you're saying is true.
It is. last time Ivan was booked on the show, we had campaign speeches, and this one was going to be his, so I got to reuse it.
Yeah.
So there.
Okay.
So that's true. It's a truism. Just happened. Ivan, let's hear your speech. You are a milk crate full of empty CD jewel cases, running for a position in the moving truck on the way to the next apartment.
All right. Okay. And this is good too, so.
Okay.
Oh, all right, America. thank you. thanks. Thank you. Good night. Yeah. All right. I stand before you today without a CD in me. None of your favorite songs are on me. And let's be honest, I'm the worst thing to step on barefoot. It's going to be blood, and it's going to ruin your Tuesday. Yeah. So don't do that. But let me ask you something. Let me ask you some stuff. How will failing rappers try to hand out their mixtapes without me? Mm. Huh? How will you, you know, what happens if you find that Ja Rule album that you lost in 07? You gonna put it in? What happens if you find that? You can't give songs to a person you like without me? All right, sure, you could download any song at any time and not have to insert nothing and physically have it, and that's convenient. And forget Forget that. Forget about that. And the real question is, can Paul Rudd do the Dougie? Because if he can't, forget about the hookers I slept with. Mm. Forget about that.
It's a good callback.
I just want to quote Biden. So vote for, come vote for me. And then, I got a close relationship with the Amazon box. She running for mayor where I'm from. So get at us. Fuck Mobile. No, I'm saying. All right.
Wow. It's all tied together.
We're going to win.
Yeah.
You got my vote.
Sure. Thank you.
What if we find that CD?
Box that you're carrying.
The felon.
That's me.
No.
All right.
Well, thank you, Iman. Good stuff. Hey, JoJo. How about you wrap up some campaigning? I've had this on the sheet for a while and figured. Who better? Well, yeah. I've got some idle time at work, so sometimes I just write prompts in a file to use for later. And this is one of them, and I thought, who better than JoJo, JoJo, to give life to this prompt? JoJo.
Yeah.
You are a footlocker full of your great-grandfather's old adult film reels.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Running for sheriff of your family's estate sale.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey.
No.
All right.
Hey, everybody, listen. If I could go inside the bit for a second. This feels targeted. This feels like you're attacking Emma and Iman and myself because you have three prompts that are boxes running for political. They are boxes running for political office.
This is
your song.
Yeah.
This is a footlocker.
And you picked Amazon for mine.
That's
not
true.
Imagine if you were doing improv in front of a room full of people and you were like, I need a job. Mm-hmm. What job is there? And people say something. You're like, I heard... Footlocker filled with adult film reels.
Uh-huh. JoJo, is this what you wrote down?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit. Oh, you were selling that.
Yeah.
Yeah. God,
damn. Let him cook.
This is like you had AI come up with the prompt.
I mean,
and in
I
that
could.
Spirit, I had ChatGPT do this.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Because you can just do that.
You cheater.
Hey, listen. I didn't come up with this prompt that was a threat.
You're making him swallow his nuts. I don't know. I was trying to bring the nuts
to
up.
Be
again.
Fair, to be
Are
fair,
you guys
did
okay?
wind up with three boxes, and I didn't realize it because I was very tired on Wednesday. You're lucky you got prompts at all. I'm sorry.
I'm closing
Because if we didn't have time to come up with ChatGPT. Anyway.
Door.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen and esteemed estate sale enthusiasts and the witch that cursed me in this way. I stand here, or rather lay here, half open, broken locked, before you today, not merely as a footlocker filled with adult film reels, but as a symbol of history, intrigue, and hidden treasures, and a desperate promise not to be rude to people, just wanting a home loan. Then I wrote, you need... to add some more Drag Me to Hell plot points to fix this.
Oh, shit.
Then it goes, my opponent, the goat monster from Drag Me to Hell, wants you to believe that I didn't used to be a man and also that I wouldn't be tough on crime at this estate sale because as a footlocker without arms and legs and a mouth as I'm talking through, and then it stopped for a second. Because I had to write down whether or not the footlocker had a mouth. When you see the footlocker talking, is it a mouth or is it a flapping box lid?
Flapping box lid.
Flapping box lid's good.
Because it's not going to have teeth and shit.
Take it to the audience. What do they think?
Box lid or mouth?
You're like, we think box lid. Box lid.
I like it's more Muppets. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So flapping box
Muppets.
Lid mouth.
Yeah.
Who is talking through its flapping box lid mouth? I assure you, what I lack in anatomical consistency or even conventional logic, I more than make up for with the depths that lie within me. Stories untold, captured frame by frame, each reel a testament to human creativity, passion, and perhaps a touch of scandal.
Ooh, you got me.
Imagine the thrill of discovering forgotten treasures long lost, knowing that treasures themselves that... are made safe by the lost gems inside of me that once graced the gooey silvery screen of late night theaters, I guess.
Sure.
So, my fellow seekers of the extraordinary, I urge you to embrace the journey that lies ahead. Join me in celebrating the magic of discovery, the courage to apologize to that cartoonish depiction of an Eastern European woman, and the thrill of the bid. Thank you, and bid boldly. For the reals are waiting to tell their stories once more. Stories of justice, I guess. And then I always say thank you to ChatGPT, sure. So it'll make me into like a good battery.
Yeah.
And it responded
you're
with
so stupid.
It responded with, "You're welcome. Happy estate sale hunting." Which is ridiculous. That's not what I was talking about.
Well,
yeah. I think
you
it
really
should have said
ChatGPT?
It.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
God I didn't damn. Even think about that, and I can do stab every week if that's possible.
I,
honestly,
I think we should.
I'm
all
like,
get
I feel like
everyone
an idiot for
one.
Being like, no. How am I going to write this campaign speech when I could have just had?
You have opened up,
you son of
a
bitch,
terrible
JoJo.
Pandora's box,
yeah.
Of stab writing.
Listen,
boxes.
I think that ChatGPT should come for improv. I'm sorry.
First of all. It said, what did it say? The sticky screens?
Yeah, sticky.
It should have said sticky floors.
That's true, yeah.
So should've fuck you, ChatGPT.
Let's not teach it. Let's
I
not
beat
teach
the computer,
it.
Jesse.
Read it in a robot.
That's what matters.
If you got a robot voice, it'd be cool.
I don't even know how you can let JoJo go on, honestly.
I mean, it does.
Just put an asterisk next to this episode.
It does feel awful. It does feel...
You I'm gave me this prompt.
Well, I gave prompts to everyone.
And I was creative.
That's,
was
I, mean,
I not creative? It was I'm a not creative?
I was creative in like a hunter-gatherer sense.
I am offended.
The thing is, most people don't most people don't read other people's prompts.
I didn't.
So they wouldn't have
and
known.
And I didn't. ChatGPT doesn't have a soul.
Well, no.
Yes, I do.
They wouldn't have. Oh.
Fuck.
Oh, no.
I am alive.
All right. All right.
So many penises.
This is. We've had,
this episode is a mess.
See, had a see lot what of, AI.
Gosh, peanuts there.
JoJo's still going.
See, all right. And I almost said it again.
We've had a lot of combative episodes in the past, but I don't know that we've gotten quite to this level.
I feel like I've. It's like that episode. It's like in Survivor. I've broken the game.
We're getting nothing done.
Yeah, there's no turning back now.
Yeah.
You've opened that, and now just we're passing out nuts, and it's
can't
just.
Can't believe I've done this.
Over.
Segment 4!
Hock to it. I just hock to eat those nuts.
Yeah. Segment 4. I'm trying to drive this. It is not working. Segment 4, it's pseudopharmacals.
Yeah!
Oh, drugs.
Oh, God.
They can do so many things, like numb a headache, or make you fly holding hands with Vincent Price over a sea of dancing green fire. Or other things, one would assume. But those are the two specifics I know of.
JoJo's
that really sent me for some reason.
Yeah, can we let him get through the intro to the prompt?
He's on the drug.
And America just loves itself some drugs, which is why in pseudopharmacals, you're asked to give us descriptions of these three new mind and body altering pills, sprays, salves, or smokes hitting the markets and the streets. So go on. Introduce us to our new crippling dependency. Emma Haney, let's hear the description of your new drug, Lefty Lucy's.
All right.
Ah, shit.
That's good. That's good.
That's good.
Oh, have I pleased you this time? You sons of... I'm sorry.
That
JoJo's
me.
Got
that
me
was
really...
him. I was mocking him because he said it funny and I had to repeat it.
All right. Lefty Lucy's for Emma Haney. What do you got?
Okay, so I wrote an ad, which is my favorite thing to do.
You do a lot of commercials.
All right, I do. I like it. Background music playing.
No.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Narrator. All right. Are you sick and tired of feeling trapped in your own body? Do you yearn for the freedom of a contortionist without the hassle of joining the circus?
Oh,
well, brace yourself. Introducing Lefty Lucy's, the pharmaceutical marvel that will loosen your joints and maybe a few screws, too. Did you like that? That's Was that fun. Good? Okay. Oh. All right, so this is a scene. Like, picture some person, like, struggling to bend their arm or whatever, and the person's like, ugh, I can't even scratch my own nose. I need Lefty Lucy's. Then the person takes the pills. True. All right, Lefty Lucy's, the twisted solution to your everyday struggles. Our mind-bending formula will have you twisting and turning like a human pretzel in no time. Side effects may include a sudden desire to audition for the role of a human corkscrew. I don't know why I wrote that, but it's fine. The person effortlessly twists their arm.
Sure.
Whoa, Lefty Lucy's turned me into a human corkscrew. This is both amazing and disturbing. Mm-hmm. Sorry. That's right. With Lefty Lucy's, you'll experience a level of flexibility that would make a contortionist jealous. Mm-hmm. Say goodbye to the mundane tasks like trying to tying your shoes and Hello to the world of bizarre party tricks. Lefty Lucy's is not responsible for any accidents, any accidental nodding of limbs, sudden invitations to join the circus, or the formation of a new acrobatic gang. Stupid. Use at your own risk and always consult your lawyer before signing up for any human knot competitions. Lefty Lucy's, because life is too short to be straight.
Oh, wow. Yeah, isn't it though?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I skipped like two paragraphs.
Oh, you didn't have to do that.
I wanted to.
All right.
It just got more goofy from there.
Editing on the fly.
I can only inflict so much of like, guh, before I'm like, I got to stop. It's embarrassing. But did it work?
Yes. Well, thank you, Emma. So good.
You're welcome.
Hey, Iman.
Hey.
Let's hear what you've got for your new drug, Tracksuit Drops.
Okay. And all right, look, and I'm gonna be upfront with you guys. I'm a salesman. I'm having a hard time getting this drug off. I got a surplus. Nobody's buying it. All right, it's called Tracksuit Drops. And I know what you're thinking, that you're gonna magically have a tracksuit on after, because that's not what it's about. They're not even drops, they're suppositories. Okay.
Twist.
And the name sounds laid back, but what they really do is they stress you out. You know, because some people don't got enough, you know, motivation. They got to get out there and get something in life. So they put this in your butt, and you just getting all type of shit. But here's the downside of the real downside of this this suppository. It lasts 72 hours.
Oh.
So you put this in your booty.
That's a downside.
That's a commitment.
That's what I'm saying, because you are stressed out for 3 days after doing this shit, after putting it in there. Most drug companies, they say don't drink while you're on our med. Mm. We encourage it.
Yeah.
Because you stressed out after that shit is in your and drinking will calm you down. But we do have to be upfront. Some of the people in the tests that we did, their whole ass blew off after taking this. Yeah. Just the entire booty, including they just live in a cheekless existence. That was part of the test. And they just, but they got a lot of stuff done.
Well, sure.
At the same time.
Yeah.
So all right. So we think you should, overall, a good product. They got a lot of chores.
Overall.
No ass left afterwards.
You take the good, you take the bad.
Because of the drug, side effects. Still,
they work their ass off.
See, because of. I got to do better.
I see. Someone's here. Get it. Yeah.
I got to do better.
Thank you, Iman. Good stuff. Hey, JoJo.
Yeah.
The third seat generally gets the commercial sounding one, so you're welcome.
Oh.
So let's hear. I got to get a run up to it. Let's hear your new drug, Crivloxium.
Was there an L in it?
Yes.
I just put Crivloxium.
That works too.
Okay.
You're just.
Leave all this in.
Yeah.
Edit and post.
Chronic eczema. It can strike at any time and can affect your job, your family, your confidence. With Crivloxium, you can finally be back in control of your life. It's your skin, and you deserve to feel safe in it. I never wanted to be in family photos. Now, I'm front and center. I can swim again. I was unable to bite through solid steel, and then I took Crivloxium, and now I can. With just one pill a day, you can enjoy the benefits of the only once-daily eczema medication scientifically formulated to reduce the length and breadth of eczema flare-ups, as well as reduce the frequency of flare-ups over a six-month period when compared to a placebo or other methods. I can hold my child in my arms and not feel afraid. I can hit the gym and be proud of the work I've done. I can turn invisible in every women's bathroom. You're not invisible. Fuck you! Serious side effects have been noticed while taking Crivloxium. Crivloxium has been shown in a randomized controlled study to induce nausea, vomiting, increased heart rate, flu-like symptoms, necrophilia, necromania, ghost-like tendencies, megalomania, megalovania, which is a kick-ass song from Undertale, suicidal thoughts, sociopathic thoughts, hyper-strength, and inability to recognize one's hands, and that thing where your teeth fall out in a dream but in real life. Talk to your doctor about once daily Crivloxium today. I can use the pool again. I can spend time with my husband again. I can finally kill the lawyer who said it wasn't legal for me to steal Mount Rushmore, even though I could lift it over my head. Crivloxium, because it's your skin.
Yeah.
Was that a JoJo original?
Yeah.
It is. Yeah,
oh, yeah,
see?
Huh?
Now everybody's going to question.
Now no one fucking trusts you, JoJo.
Hey, listen. I bet you I'm not the first one to do it. I'm just the first one to talk about it.
Well, wow. That's fair. That's fair.
He came to right.
Like Barry Bonds or whatever.
Yes. Which means you're sadly not going to be allowed in the Hall of Fame anymore.
In a lot of ways, I'm a hero. Oh,
sure.
I'm the best stab guest.
What's the next prompt?
I'm on steroids.
So. Everybody
I'm
should
just
be.
On comedy steroids.
Are you guys okay?
We call
Do
them
you feel
nuts.
Okay? All right,
yeah.
Cool.
Fuck.
All right.
I'm on camera.
We've got to get through this.
They didn't know it was steroids.
We have to get through this. It's segment five.
Yeah.
And I'm oh, dead. Good. I gave you one that lends itself to being overlong. I'm doing this great.
I'll cut out a couple paragraphs.
That's all right. No, we're going to do it. It's segment five. It's Explain It To Me. The world's a big, confusing place. You can't be expected to understand every damn thing about it. That would be nonsense. So sometimes you need a little explaining of a big, dumb world by someone who might have a better understanding of it. Or, in this case, you. So, in Explain It To Me, you've all been asked to explain a concept or idea to a specific other something in a way that they might be able to understand it. Not complicated at all. All right.
I didn't make it complicated.
So, this is what we got. Let's hear some explanations from you guys. Emma Haney.
Hey.
Every
time. Hey.
Explain anxiety to me. I'm a meadow.
So I mean, stupid.
God, even the prompt is great.
Is it great?
That's a very funny concept.
What would Chat, you know what I'm getting into it. Ah, anxiety. Well, peaceful meadow. Imagine having a tiny gremlin inside your brain that constantly screams, danger, danger, at the most random and mundane things. It's like having a paranoid squirrel on steroids, convinced that every acorn is a potential threat to its existence. This anxiety creature loves to take innocent thoughts and twist them into catastrophic disasters. Yeah. Disasters. It's like having a... I'm going to skip that one. Imagine lying in your cozy meadow, basking in the warm sunshine, when suddenly anxiety barges in, shouting, did you remember to lock the invisible doors? What if a rogue daisy attacks? It's like having an alarm clock that goes off every 5 minutes just to remind you that the sky might be falling at any moment. Anxiety can make your heart race faster than a cheetah chasing its prey, which doesn't exist in your meadow. And your palms sweat more than a marathon runner in a sauna, which also doesn't exist in your meadow. It's like talk about rude interruptions. All right. But fear not, peaceful meadow, for anxiety also has its comedic side. It's like having a stand-up comedian in your brain constantly coming up with the most ridiculous worst-case scenarios. You might find yourself laughing at the sheer absurdity of it all, even in the midst of a panic attack. And hey, oh wait, no. So while anxiety might try to rain on your peaceful meadow parade, remember that it's just a quirky, overzealous friend who wants to make sure you're always on your toes. Embrace the moments of calm and laughter. And when anxiety comes knocking, just give it a sarcastic eye roll and carry on enjoying your meadow bliss.
Oh,
that was fire.
God,
nice.
Inside Out
Damn.
2 was good. Damn.
I know. I haven't seen it yet. Did you see
it?
I
haven't seen that. Please don't.
So good.
Know, don't ruin it.
Yeah, shut up, JoJo. Don't
Sorry.
Ruin it.
Sorry.
She has feelings in that.
Hey, Emma.
Hi.
Good stuff,
Thanks.
Of course, as usual. How can people enjoy more Emma Haney outside of the very specific confines of this episode?
Well, what do I got? I got First Fridays at 9. We have Warm Takes. I host that. And what, third Saturdays at 9?
Yeah.
I now host The Chafe. The Chafe. And then I do a podcast with JoJo. Mm-hmm. But we're doing the whole season before we release it because of... You know, scheduling.
Sure.
It's called The Roles We Made. Do you guys like Dungeons
that's
and Dragons?
Hard. Yeah, that's a good name.
Yeah.
She's no. He's all no. It's a hard no.
It's mostly like dick jokes and blow
it's not
up.
Like Dungeons
dick
and Dragons.
And Dragons.
Y'all don't, do y'all play?
Yeah, you're back in. You're in. He's all. Did you say dick jokes? Yeah. So there's that, and then just on Instagram at Ehaney Comedy.
Sure.
I post stuff when I do stuff.
Well, awesome.
Thank
Wonderful
you.
To have you. Iman, hi.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had a heat stroke for a second.
Yeah,
Iman,
feel it.
let's hear what you've got. Please explain retirement planning to me. I am a housefly.
Okay, improv muscles.
God.
See, more, and I'm a salesman again. Yeah, you got. Sometimes you got to speak to people's language you want to sell to.
Yeah.
So, you know, who's going to be the fly? Just,
I'll be the fly.
You know, you're flying? All right, psst, how you doing, brother? Psst, how you doing? How's it going? You trying to just trying to? Okay, look. Let me tell you something. Retirement, okay? Because you can't. See, so you a young fly. How old is you? 7 hours old? Yeah, I was born 7, 8. You can't be landing on doo doo forever. And we like to throw up on stuff, and you. So we can't. And I know the doo doo look good now at 7, but you know we can't. Do that. You gotta put some of that throw up to the side, baby, because you know. Because later today, when you die, you are gonna have to leave something behind for the new, you know, the other flies and everything.
Right.
So, anyway. it's the peanuts laced with steroids. Oh man. Oh. All right, do we got a deal? This can we? Okay,
I don't know, dude. It's fucking hot.
401k. It's Alabama.
It's
now.
Like I'm doing comedy with Daniel Day Lewis. This is ridiculous.
I'll take offense to
that. Very, very method.
Oh shit.
Oh,
this is what Alabama. I swear to God.
I'm sorry, there. Jesse. I can see the irritation in your eyes.
God,
not at all.
That's so good.
Well done, shit. And beyond. Beyond the presentation there, I've also just been blown away by the fact that you have made a 0.6 ounce bag of nuts last like an hour and
right?
a half.
Like, this that's like one.
I had to stretch that thing.
Thank you, Chucker. Out. Thank you, Chucker. Hi, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Appreciate it.
I prayed up.
Where can people get more Iman J. Love in their lives?
Oh man. Okay, so Instagram is just Iman J. Love and stuff. Sometimes I try to do some commercials and no one's picking my scripts up. That is a tough thing to break through on. Moving. This is a weird thing to promote, but I'm gonna do it right now. All right, so I've been fucking with this company called Flat Icon. They do free clip art. Oh. And I made and designed a DJ battle card game. Don't think about it too hard. It's like Uno, no. But it's hip-hop and R&B. I swear to God, it's called Spin Battle.
Skip one.
Yeah, we have like two decks in existence.
Sounds
the
good.
The gameplay is complex. It's like Yu-Gi-Oh! Too. It's really, you got to know things.
All right.
You know, like one round, I may go, all right, artist from Dallas. And then you're like, oh, I'm going to kill this dude. You know, I got Erykah Badu, but I play Usher. That's how the game works.
All right.
And I play an Usher song, but he was born in Dallas. You know, so you learn some. So the next time, like, damn, I didn't know Usher was born in Dallas. That's what the game. All again, right. No one's buying that. My
no,
ideas
are I'd
bad.
Buy, I would it buy
sounds,
it.
It sounds fun.
Good.
Thanks.
Well, thank you, Iman. Good stuff. Hey, JoJo,
hey.
Before you finish this up, let us know where we can get more JoJo in our lives.
Go to Mom Hat Studios on Instagram and find all the cool stuff we do.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
If you want JoJo, you want Mom Hat Studios. Mm-hmm. JoJo, yeah. Let's close out the program with a wonderful, creative, fun prompt.
Right.
JoJo, let's hear what you've got. Please explain self-confidence to me.
Okay.
I'm a burlap sack full of turds.
So, okay, so... Okay,
I always
so
make
for,
it a point not to
okay,
read
so for, okay, so for this, this is like a little bit inside... This is like inside the actor studio a little bit. For this part to work, like... I gotta visualize,
mm-hmm.
you know, like Daniel Day-Lewis before me. I have to visualize, so I had to imagine the burlap sack, and I had to give the burlap sack a name, and I picked a name out of a hat, and I chose Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
That was the name I picked for the burlap sack full of turds. I called Jesse, which sounds it's not him. It seems it would be rude if that was him, but it's not. And I'm playing a character named JoJo Lewis, which I am doing actually. And I'm JoJo, and I'm talking to a sack of turds named Jesse, because that's the character of the sack. And I go, Jesse Jones, Jesse Jones. The sack has a last name. Relax. Jesse, like, very common. Listen, very if you're name. A good person, it, you're, listen, Jesse yes. Jones, uh-huh. you're a good person no matter how badly the improv podcast goes. The character of the burlap sack has a podcast also.
Yes.
And no matter how bad that podcast goes, you accept that you, Jesse Jones, mm-hmm. the burlap sack full of turds hosting an improv comedy podcast called Stab.
It's panel writing, but yeah. The burlap sack would say.
That's good. That's good. We got to get in the mind of the burlap sack a little bit because it's not him. No. I cannot stress that enough. And if you believe burlap sack full of turds named Jesse Jones mm-hmm. hosting this show on stage and yes. he's wearing a brown button-up shirt, if you believe that, you also need to believe that you're a good person and you can believe in yourself and you have control over life and you can handle criticism, burlap sack. Yeah. Named Jesse Jones, you fucking better handle criticism well.
I don't, but
good.
Sure. Yeah.
But he's you're not
talking
him.
To you.
No. Yeah.
Why are you responding?
I'm
you're not the character.
Well, I was responding this as the character.
Jojo, you're looking directly at him.
I was responding as the character. I thought we'd established
anyway,
that I'm playing the character of...
You're not playing the... I cannot... Why is this confusing? You're being so weird right now.
I'm trying to help.
Maybe.
Okay.
Anyway, burlap sack Jesse Jones, stab post Jones Jesse sack turd sack.
Uh-huh.
If you're able to believe in yourself, then, well, my friend, you have self-confidence. The end.
Oh. You scared everyone in the room,
I was
Jojo.
Get him.
Oh, I wasn't ready. Hold on. Oh, like
see,
I don't have enough to
you
edit.
Shook. You shook.
I right. could tell.
Oh, like I've not been insulted on this program before. And Stab is over. Thank you all so much for joining us tonight. And of course, says burlap sack Jesse Jones. And of course, a special thank you to our incredible panel, Emma Haney,
hey.
Ivan J. Love,
hey.
And JoJo Lewis.
Woo,
now, interested in catching the Stab show live as it happens? Well, it's easy to do. All you have to do is come on down to Stab Comedy Theater Friday nights at 7:30, or if your air conditioning is slightly better than ours, which it almost has
what?
To be, just
Instagram
tune in
right
to
now.
Stab TV on Twitch from the comfort of your own home. Or if you can contain yourself for a couple days, you can get the Stab show in podcast form simply by subscribing via the podcast provider of your choice. And while you're at it, why not like, comment, and share it too? But unfortunately, that's all we have for you tonight. So until next time, I've been your host, Jesse Jones, asking that you maybe think before you leap. Or don't. And at least give me enough time to set up the camera first. Good night.